Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us today. And all of those dear family that will be listening in other devices and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this Sabbath, December 25th, 2021. This is our part two of our lesson 346 entitled, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, of our chapter 73. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. Our opening Tiny Tot songs is entitled Anywhere with Jesus, is number 508, and our dear brother Greg will be the one to share it with us.
Anywhere with Jesus. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him, dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not alone. Other friends may fail me, he is still my own. Though his hand may lead me over dreary ways, anywhere with Jesus is a house of praise. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I can go to sleep. When the gloomy shadows round about me creep. Knowing I shall waken nevermore to roam. Anywhere with Jesus will be home sweet home. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. If anyone of the little tiny thoughts, helped by their mommy or their elder sibling, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Heavenly Father, as we come before you to give you all honor and praises on your blessed Sabbath day, may you please be with us, open up our hearts and our ears, our minds and our understanding, and let your words of truth be planted deeply in our hearts, Lord, and may we be pillars to the world that is around us. We thank you and we love you for this opportunity. Please forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings. Bless the word and the speakers and all that will participate. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome to all of the dear brethren that are just coming in. Dear ones, it's story time for our precious little tiny talk on a Sabbath lesson. So let's have our ears, our listening ears, to be able to hear the story about our Savior. Leaving this quote from our dear Spirit of Prophecy, Sister White, taken from This Day with God, page 260, paragraph 2, and it reads, the 25th of December has long been commemorated as a day of Jesus' birth, and it is not my purpose to affirm or question the propriety of celebrating this event on this day, but to dwell upon the childhood life of our Savior. It is my purpose to call the attention of the children to the humble manner in which the Redeemer came to the world. And with that said, dear ones, gather all the little ones very close, because our dear brother Grace will be the one to narrate it. This section of our story was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled The Story of Jesus by 1896 and 1900, adapted material from Ellen G. White. Our first chapter will be entitled The Birth of Jesus.
It's story time, and it's about the birth of Jesus. In the little town of Nazareth, nestled among the hills, that means located in the hills, of Galilee, was the home of Joseph and Mary, who were afterward known as the earthly parents of Jesus. Now Joseph was of the lineage, or the family, of David. And so, when the decree was sent out to the people to be taxed, he had to go to Bethlehem, the city of David, to have his name enrolled. And this was a toilsome journey, or a very tiring trip, as people traveled in those times. Mary went with her husband was very weary as she climbed the hill on which Bethlehem stands. How she longed for a comfortable place in which to rest. But the inns, or hotels, were already full. The rich and proud were well cared for, while these humble travelers had to find rest in a rude building, a stable or barn, where cattle were sheltered. Joseph and Mary possessed little of earth's riches, but they had the love of God, and this made them rich in contentment and peace. They were children of the heavenly King, who was about to give them a wonderful honor. Angels had been watching them while they were on their journey or trip, and when night came on and they went to rest, they were not left alone. Angels were still with them. There in the lowly shed, Jesus the Savior was born and laid in a manger. Manger's what the animals eat out of. In that rude cradle lay the Son of the Highest, he whose presence had filled the courts of heaven with glory. The priests and rulers among the Jews, or Judeans, were not ready to welcome Jesus. They knew that the Savior was soon to come, but they expected him to come as a mighty king who would make them rich and great. They were too proud to think of the Messiah as being a helpless child. So, when Christ was born, God did not reveal it to them, the priests and Pharisees. He sent the glad news to some shepherds who kept their flocks on the hills around Bethlehem. This is the story of Jesus, page 16. We'll turn it back to Rose as soon as I can find my microphone here. Let's see. Nope. Here we go.
Well, dear ones, next Sabbath we will be reviewing our part one of our lesson entitled The Birth of Jesus. And that will be held January the 1st of the following year. We're going to take a few minutes now to learn about the items that was experienced in nature. And our dear brother Josh will be the one to narrate it.
Okay. So that brings everyone here are today's nature lessons about things that you may have seen in nature. How they're important with God and meaningful to him. Okay, Earth's moon, the lesser light. Yeah. Earth's moon is the lesser light that rules the night. Its solemn radiance speaks to man of his creator's love and care during this dark night of Earth's history. It sends forth its mild rays to cheer and bless God's children so that when the velvet curtain of night is dropped around us, we may thank God that he has pinned it with this shining medallion. The moon's silvery luster reminds us that the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Psalm 12:6. The moon then, as it appears to look calmly down on us, is a promise of the guidance of God through his word during times of darkness and perplexity. His word is given to help us to stand in the judgment. It teaches us how to deny self. Jesus is denying himself as he bears the pain of our sins while he ministers in the most holy place. A true sense of the sacrifice and intercession of the dear Savior will break the heart that has become hardened in sin, and love, thankfulness, and humility will come into the soul. Four Testimonies, page 625. When we learn to always deny self, we will have stopped sinning. Then Jesus will no longer have to plead our case before the Father. There will be no need for Jesus to keep ministering in the most holy place. The judgment can end and Jesus can come and get his loving and obedient children. The Bible tells us that the moon is a faithful witness in heaven. Psalm 89:37. Throughout all the ages of earth's history, it has never disappointed. Never disappointed man. It has always kept its appointed place and followed the path God designed for it. Astronomers have mapped its orbit and have outlined its course years ahead. They can tell in advance when there will be a new moon and when it will wax old. They know just how long it will be full and just what part of the heavens it will occupy. This is possible because it keeps its way steadfastly. The reason why the moon is such a faithful witness in heaven is because it is controlled by the faithful witness, Jesus Christ, Revelation 1:5. A reflector. The Bible says of the moon, it shineth not, Job 25:5. The moon does not shine in the same way as the sun. It only reflects the borrowed light of the greater light. As such, it teaches us some important lessons. We also have no spiritual light of our own except as we reflect borrowed light from that which is greater than ourselves. As the moon and the stars of the solar system shine by the reflected light of the sun, so as far as their teaching is true, do the world's great thinkers reflect the rays of the sun of righteousness. Every gem of thought, every flash of the intellect is from the light of the world. Desire of Ages, page 165. The difference between the light of the moon and the light of the sun is like the difference between man speaking the truth and God's word. In the judgment, our words will be compared to the standard of the word, or to see if they reflect it. The moon has light and beauty because of its position in the heavens. We too may reflect God's light if we place ourselves in right relation to him. Even if our lives had the mar, like the scarred and pitted surface of the moon, we can still shine with the beauty of the Lord God upon us. The moon even suggests what kind of beauty we may shine. The moon's soft, pale light, so different from that of the greater light, rules the night in gentleness. Its mild rays bless us with one of the most restful and lovely sights on earth. It is an emblem of the meek and lowly one who veiled his glory and came to shine in earth's dark night of sin. He came to give us a practical example of how to reflect the glory of the Father. Yeah. The night bathed in the beauty of moonlight is also an object lesson of how God wants to use his people to reflect silvery beams from heaven into the great void of spiritual darkness. But we all, with open face beholding, or reflecting, as in a glass, mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:18. The great purpose of life is to develop a people that will pass the judgment because they have been changed into the image of the Lord. The troublous times of the last days will be the dark background, like the night sky, against which the church moon will shine. As calamity after calamity happens to the remnant, they will display the trust and patience of Job. Thus they will demonstrate the evidence of God's restoring power in the final judgment. God is so confident of their loyalty that they will stand true under the most severe test, that he leaves the sanctuary from which he has ministered forgiveness for their specific sins. At this time, the righteous live without a mediator, and the universe sees the proof that God's judgment to save them is just. Do you want to be a part of the group that makes that final glorious demonstration? If so, you must learn to deny self. But like Moses, who wist not what that his face shone, Exodus 34:29, those that deny self and who are growing in glory, the character, are not aware of the fact. But others will notice the change that has taken place. They are being prepared to pass in review before the judge of all the earth. The moon illustrates the law that tells us it is by beholding that we have become changed. The Great Controversy, page 478. Looking at God's law, we see what sin is. Looking at Calvary, we understand how much Jesus denied himself to redeem us. Looking by faith to our high priest in the sanctuary, we shall more and more come into harmony with his longing to perfect his people so that they reflect his image fully. Now to needleleaf trees. Nature, needleleaf trees. The family of needleleaf trees includes members such as firs, hemlocks, pines, redwoods, and spruces. There are about 500 kinds of needleleaf trees. Most of them have narrow, pointed, needle-like leaves. A few types have narrow, scale-like leaves, such as cedars and junipers. In the beginning, all trees were evergreen, even the broadleaf trees, but sin changed that. Most needleleaf trees have a growth pattern with a strong leading shoot. Short side branches grow out of the main shoot. Most firs and spruce trees grow tall and straight. Pine trees branch out and are not pointed at the top. The special shape of each kind of tree makes us think about how people who look alike are often related or belong to one family. Most needleleaf trees are evergreen, but they do make new needles each year. As the older needles turn yellow or brown and drop, the younger needles that are growing stay green and do not fall. So this type of tree looks green all year long. This is the reason why many needleleaf trees are called evergreens. There are a few kinds of needleleaf trees that are deciduous, such as the larch and the bald cypress. Needleleaf trees are called softwoods because most of them have softer wood than broaderleaf trees. Some with harder woods are Douglas fir and yews. Needleleaf trees belong to a group of plants called gymnosperms. These do not have flowers and their seeds are not enclosed to form fruits. Most gymnosperms bear their seeds in cones. Botanists call such trees conifers, which means cone bearers. Most conifers grow north of the equator. They form four families, which include the pine, yew, cypress, and taxodium. The pine family has the most members and includes pines, firs, hemlocks, larches, and spruces. The yew family includes yews and Japanese yews. The cypress family includes cypress, arborvitae, and junipers, while the taxodium family includes bald cypresses, redwoods, and giant sequoias. This last family of very large, stately trees calls to mind how Adam came forth from the hand of his creator. He was of lofty stature, or height, and perfect symmetry. Eve was like the other conifers. She was somewhat less in stature. Man's form, his physical structure, his mental and moral qualities, his instincts and habits are all symbolized in the forms and structures and habits of the trees around him. Think about how each of these parallels and see what you can discern with the great interpreter's help. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Psalm 77:12. Tending the trees of Eden, Adam and Eve will have to study them closely, to notice their spiritual characteristics, to watch the way they grew, and to adapt their treatment to their different requirements. In this way, Adam and Eve would come to understand the secret spiritual truths which the different trees taught. God talked to man not only among the trees of the garden, but also, in a sense, through them. And now to clouds. Nature, clouds. He bindeth up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not rent under them. Job 26:8. Water clouds. There are lots and lots of very tiny water droplets or ice crystals that are floating in the air. Water vapor rises from salty oceans or slimy swamps, leaving its impurities behind. It is changed into clouds. Fluffy white clouds moving across a blue sky or at sunset are very beautiful. Some who came to be baptized left their sins behind and became like beautiful, fluffy white clouds, while others did not want to give them up. John said to those who would not give up their sins, O generation, Pharisees and Sadducees, of vipers, children of Satan, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? The guilty of secrets of their lives were unveiled as the cloud of their hypocrisy was removed by John's rebuke. The people had been led to have a high opinion of the piety of these men. They looked up to them admiringly, but these men were like the men described in Proverbs 25:14. Whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. These self-righteous people do not have the rain of repentance within them. Clouds carry rain and snow, which it help to water the earth. Clouds can also bring destruction and even death with hail or tornado. Dark clouds hide the sun. They are like trials that come to each of us. When the sun rises higher in the heavens, it melts away the dark clouds, like the love of God. In the east, one little cloud can develop quickly into a raging storm. Even so, one small sin can cause great destruction in a life. How important to have purity of life with every sin confessed and forsaken. Clouds look different from one another. Some are fleecy masses, others look like feathers, while others are dull, gray, or dark. Many clouds are continually changing shape. They do this because as parts of a cloud evaporate or change into vapor when mixed with drier air than the cloud. Clouds also change shapes as the wind blows them about. John had multitudes, or many, coming to hear his message of repentance and purity of life. Some were like the clouds that change shape, changing their lives for sin for a life of purity as the Holy Spirit or wind moved upon their hearts. For them, there was a special promise in the scriptures. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins, return them to me, for I have redeemed thee. Isaiah 44:22. And now we give return it back to Mom. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to all the precious brethren that are in the room, and for those listening on our devices. We have postponed the nature walk, but we will, by God's grace, if there's anything the little children or the parents would like to have a little bit of insight in the things of nature during our winter season, we might continue based on what we receive for research. And remember, everyone, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. Our opening song is a hymn entitled, I Am Thine, O Lord, also known as Draw Me Nearer, and you can find it in the hymn book number 306. If any one of the dear brethren would like to follow on verses, you can unmute your mic to do so, dear ones. I am Thy, O Lord, I have heard Thy voice, and it's all Thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to Thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the precious bleeding side.
Consecrate me now to Thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine.
Consecrate me now to Thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. May my soul look up. May my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in Thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side.
Oh, the pure delight of a
single hour that before Thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with Thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the precious bleeding side. If anyone of the elder sibling, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open a family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so.
Can you hear us?
Yes, she can hear us now. The volume is back on. Hi, Titi.
Okay.
I'll bubble down for someone to pray. Heavenly Father, thank You once more for bringing us together on Your blessed Sabbath day. Thank You for bringing us safely through the week. Thank You for the many prayers that were answered. Thank You, dear Father, for just being a loving and merciful God, dear Father. May You please be with each and every one of us that are here today. Please continue to bless us, to keep us and guide us. Please forgive us of our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings. Anything that we have done in this body, known and unknown, dear Father, may we continue to dive into Your words of truth and inspiration with an open mind and open heart, dear Father. May we continue to sit and sap with You. We ask that You continue to send Your heavenly host to encamp about us, as You did for Mary and Joseph, that angels was with them all the way. May Your angels continue to be with us all the way in this day and forevermore, we pray. We thank You and we love You. Please be with those brethren that are not here with us for whatever reason, dear Father God. May You bless them, keep them, and guide them, dear Father, and bring them back to the fold according to Your perfect will. We thank You and we love You for such a privilege to be together once more. In all the names in Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. I apologize, dear one. When Joshi speaks, I have to mute my mic, so I don't remember to unmute. So forgive me. And may you please help me along to kind of remind me, because there's no door. So we have to be able to keep muting the mic in order to not having the echo. So I apologize. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are in the room. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 7 from the King James Version. And it reads, "If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." This is our boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. We will continue with our part two of our lesson entitled, "Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled," in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear brethren would like to follow on the other verses, may you please unmute your mic, dear ones.
John.
Chapter 14, verse 8.
Philip saith unto him,
Lord,
show us
the Father.
Father.
And it Sufficeth us. Good.
John 14:9. Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, show us the Father?"
John 14:10, Sabbath blessing. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Amen.
John chapter 14, verse 11. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very word's sake. Amen.
All right.
John.
Chapter 14. Verse 12.
Verily, verily.
I say
unto you
he
that
believeth
on me
the works
that
I do
shall
he do
also
and greater
works
than
these
shall
he do
because
I go unto
my Father.
I have come.
Good, Christy. You want to read, Jay?
Sorry.
No, it's Jeremiah's turn. John. Chapter 14.
Verse 13.
Whatsoever
ye shall
ask
in
my name,
that will I do.
That the
Father
may be glorified in the Son. Good job.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are coming in. So today we will cover pages 663 through 664. We are in the desired ages, page 663. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
If ye had known me, Christ said, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him, but not yet did the disciples understand. Lord, show us the Father, exclaimed Philip, and it sufficeth us. Desire of Ages, page 663, paragraph 4.
Continuing the reading. Amazed at his dullness of comprehension, Christ asked with pained surprise, have I been so long with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? Is it possible that you do not see the Father in the works he does through me? Do you not believe that I came to testify of the Father? How sayest thou then, show us the Father? He that had seen me had seen the Father. And on the slide, it says from John chapter 14, verse 9, Jesus saith unto them, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that had seen me had seen the Father. And how sayest thou, show us the Father? And continuing on the next slide. Christ had not ceased to be God when he became man. Though he had humbled himself to humanity, the Godhead was still his own. Christ alone could represent the Father to humanity, and this representation the disciples had been privileged to behold for over 3 years. And this is taken from Desire of Ages, page 663, paragraph 5. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, margin from the King James Version. This was taken from Scripture Singer Song in the section Pillars of Our Faith in the Memory CD.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Death of the cross, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of
Amen. Welcome to the dear brethren that are just coming in. We are in the Desired Ages, page 664. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Believe me that I am the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Their faith might safely rest on the evidence given in Christ's works, works that no man of himself ever had done or ever could do. Christ's work testified to his divinity. Through him, the Father had been revealed. Desire of Ages, page 664, paragraph 1. Continuing, if the disciples believe this vital connection between the Father and the Son, their faith will not forsake them when they saw Christ suffering and death to save a perishing world. Christ was seeking to lead them from their low condition of faith to the experience they might receive if they truly realized that he was God in human flesh. Next slide, please.
Continuing, he desired them to see that their faith must leap up to God and be anchored there. How earnestly and perseveringly our compassionate Savior sought to prepare his disciples for the storm of temptation that was soon to beat upon them. He would have them hid with him in God. In Desire of Ages, page 664, paragraph 2.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. But this is a song that was taken from our study book, The Desire Ages, but this is in page 688, paragraph 3, taken also from the scripture song in the section Encouraging Quote of the Memory Verse CD.
All true obedience comes from the heart. It was hard work with Christ, and if we consent, he will so identify himself with our thoughts and aims. So blend our hearts and minds into conformity to his will, that when obeying him we shall be the carrying out our own impulses, the will refined and sanctified, will find its highest delight in doing his service when we know God as it is. Our privilege to know our life will be a life of continual obedience through an appreciation of the character of Christ. Through communion with God, sin will become hateful to us. Desire of Ages, page 660.
Amen. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in page 664. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
As far as, go ahead.
Thank you. The Desire of Ages, page 664. As Christ was speaking these words, the glory of God was shining from his countenance, and all present felt a sacred awe as they listened with rapt attention to his words. Their hearts were more decidedly drawn to him, and as they were drawn to Christ in greater love, they were drawn to one another. They felt that heaven was very near, and that the words to which they listened were a message to them from their Heavenly Father. Desire of Ages, page 664, paragraph 3.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, Christ continued, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. The Savior was deeply anxious for his disciples to understand for what purpose his divinity was united to humanity. He came to the world to display the glory of God, that man might be uplifted by its restoring power. Next slide, please. Oh, sorry, on the side. In his great love, Christ surrendered himself for us. He gave himself for us to meet the necessities of the striving, struggling soul. We are to surrender ourselves to him. When this surrender is entire, Christ can finish the work. He began for us by the surrender of himself. Then he can bring to us complete restoration. And this day with God, page 159, paragraph 4. Amen.
Desire blessing, everyone. Desire Ages, page 6, and is it 66 or 664? 664, paragraph 4. Continue. God has manifested himself that he might be manifested into them. Jesus revealed no qualities and exercise no powers that man may not have through faith in him. Amen. His perfect humanity is that which all his followers may possess if they will be in subjection to God as he was. Amen. Desire of Ages, 664, paragraph 4.
Desire of Ages, page 664. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. By this, Christ did not mean that the disciples' work would be of a more exalted character than his, but that it would have greater extent. He did not refer merely to miracle working, but to all that would take place under the working of the Holy Spirit. Desire of Ages, page 664, paragraph 5.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear one. And this one is also taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, margin from the King James Version. Also found in the scripture singer song section, character building of the memory verse CD. Welcome to all the dear ones that are just joining us.
Confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Being confident,
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 confident.
Amen. So, dear ones, we are going to reserve the 6th question for our review. And if there's any other question that needs to be researched, you could be able to send it by Thursday, later Friday, by God's grace. So next Sabbath, we are going to have our review, part 2 of our lesson, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. And if anyone of the family, the remnant family, little ones, mommy, daddies, or even our guests would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us this far. We thank you for all the little ones that are participating so beautifully. Thank you for all the parents as well. We thank you for all the message that you've given us and all the examples that you came to this world to give us, Father Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that you have revealed that in you we have seen the Father, so we need not ask where is the Father. Father Jesus, as we continue this day, we pray that you continue to be with us, uplifting us and blessing us. Bless the speaker for the other section of the studies, and that everything that we do and say at this moment will be to your honor and glory in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to have our part 2 review about chapter 73 entitled, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. And that will be a part 2. This will be held January 1st of the coming year, 2022. I hope and pray everyone was blessed, dear ones. And I will be updating and resending the PowerPoint by God's grace. So have a blessed rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and leaving 1 Thessalonians 5:23 from the King James. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's my prayer. God bless everyone.